Now, sufferers of itchy skin and runny noses may be sorry to hear that an allergy to their pets could be to blame. But how many would put up with sneezes and sniffles to keep their beloved animals? Well, new research highlights the extent of Britain's allergy problems. And according to charity Allergy UK, Britain has some of the highest prevalence of rates of allergic conditions in the world. And the number of sufferers is rising, with an estimated 2 million new sufferers added in just 1 year. Joined now by psychologist Honey Lancaster James, who's going to be discussing the results of the research and shedding light on the psychological effects of allergies and suggesting ways to reduce the symptoms. Hi, Honey.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm not bad. So half of us in the UK suffer with allergies.
Yes, apparently so. So this new research that was commissioned by a pet allergy relief brand, but looked at basically how much of a problem this is, what people do about pet allergies, has found that over a third of British pet owners are allergic even to their own pet. And out of those people, about 34% of them have actually had to give away a beloved cat or dog because of their strong reactions. So from a psychological point of view, this is really interesting to me, because we know that there are huge psychological benefits to pet ownership and to interacting with animals. We know that it's great for your psychological well-being. It reduces loneliness, especially among the elderly. We know that children who grow up in a home where there's a family dog, for example, have better psychological well-being and even achieve better in school settings. So there's lots and lots of benefits that come from pet ownership, and so it's a real shame when people feel that they have to give up an animal that they love because of an allergy, because the good news is that there's actually a lot you can do about it. There are several over-the-counter pet allergy relief products that you can get, and they're very effective, and I've heard many people saying, you know, that this is a much better way for them to sort of manage the symptoms, because the reality is, even if you don't have a pet yourself, chances are someone you know and love does, and you don't want to be in a situation where you can't visit an elderly relative, for example, because their cat is causing your allergies to flare up, or where your child can't go and visit their best friend and go and play because they've got a dog. So this is the way to manage it, really, is to manage the symptoms so that you don't have to lose out on all those positive psychological effects.
And it can have quite a serious effect on a number of our audience, because a lot rely on guide dogs. Now, you know,
absolutely,
if you have that conflict where you have an allergy to that it puts up a conflict straight away.
Absolutely. And not just the person who, if you like, is reliant on the dog, but all the people around you as well. So I do think it's something that needs to be sort of addressed and should be thought about. And you're quite right that obviously if you are actually dependent upon an animal for help in your everyday life, then it really is important to address those symptoms for sure.
As men and women, do we look at this differently when it comes to pets, how they behave in the house and things like that?
I don't know if the research actually addressed any sort of gender differences per se, but interestingly, I do know that typically females will sort of express a lot more sort of desire for animals and attachment to animals, if you like, more openly, whereas it can be sort of part of the sort of macho image, if you like, to sort of, oh, I don't want a pet, or I don't need a pet. But then when you actually get pets in the family, often men will sort of fall in love with their animals and be just as soppy over them as we females can be. So without sort of stereotyping too much, at the end of the day, it's pretty universal that people get very attached to their pets. I actually didn't realise the sort of impact of the loss of a pet until it happened to me myself. I lost my first dog about a year ago, and the grief was just overwhelming. And it was before then, I used to think, you know, when people would talk about losing a pet, I used to think, well, that is sad. Obviously, that's terrible. And as a psychologist, obviously, you would say all the right things. But I used to think, well, gosh, it's just an animal. But when it happened to me, I thought, my goodness, now I understand this. This is really difficult. So the thought that some people actually have to give up a beloved pet because they're struggling so much with their allergy and perhaps don't know just how effective the remedies and things can be and the antihistamines and things like that, you know, is really sad. I wouldn't want anyone to go through that.
And I've heard recently of it was somebody who's got a dog and it exists in the family. And I was looking at that scenario because perhaps they start a relationship and the person they meet has an allergy to this pet that is part of the family.
Yes, that, absolutely.
The decision has got to be made then, hasn't it?
It's very difficult. I mean, I've heard people say that they've been out on dates and everything's going well with a new partner, and then they find out that they've got an animal or whatever, and because they've got an allergy, they're sort of turning away from the relationship. I mean, it can be very, very difficult. And obviously, yes, if a pet is very much a beloved member of the family, and I think that's the thing that perhaps people who don't have pets in their lives don't necessarily realise, that it really is. It's not just like a member of a family. It is a member of the family. You know, your animal is a member of the family. And so it can be very difficult if you do sort of come into contact with an animal that you have an allergic reaction. And often people start experiencing symptoms like itching, skin itching, eye itching, sneezing, wheezing, those kinds of things. But what you can do is treat those symptoms so that you don't necessarily have to avoid being around the pet themselves.
I'm not permitted to have dogs where I live. I live through my friends' pets, I think, more. And I do have allergies. I've never had worked out what it is, but for me, I suppose because I'm only visiting, it's worth it, because my friend Joe and her husband Ian, they just got too many dachshunds, and they are absolutely adorable.
Oh, I love dachshunds. My aunt used to have dachshunds.
And they're cheeky, and you get the chance to enjoy that, but I don't have that whole thing. I don't think it's fair to have a cat that... And personally, I feel guilty if I had a cat that couldn't get out and play in the grass and chase the wasps and things like that. So for me, having a pet in the house isn't an option, really.
I mean, and what you're describing there actually is quite common. You know, lots of people in modern society, for whatever reason, their lifestyle doesn't accommodate pet ownership, but that doesn't mean that they don't want the benefits of interacting with pets, and whether that's sort of helping your friends with theirs. There are lots of great services now that sort of promote, you know, borrowing people's dogs because of the benefits to you, and helping out with dog and cat sitting, that kind of thing can be really good. But there are also lots of employers now who are introducing pet-friendly policies in the workplace because of the benefits to well-being, camaraderie, the sort of mood-boosting effects of having a pet being brought to work. So chances are you're going to interact with them at some point. And certainly people who have families and children, you know, they're definitely going to be going to children's birthday parties or whatever and having family pets around. So it's definitely something that people should address. I'm an animal lover myself, and I always advocate people getting time with animals because of the real mood boosting and sort of positive impact on your well-being that comes from even just a short interaction with an animal. You see people, if you walk down the street, you see people sort of petting someone's dog and just everybody smiling, chatting instantly. They're just such lovable little things. And so for that reason, I would hate to see anybody kind of missing out on all of that.
Yeah, I love the fact that they don't judge you, do they? They just accept you. Where can we get more advice then on the allergy control?
Well, there's a couple of places. It would be a good idea maybe to check out the Allergy UK charity website. So that's allergyuk.org. I've also put a blog post up on my own blog, which is lifeandhowtoloveit.com, where you can find out more about this particular research and also what you can do if you're suffering from pet allergies.
Honey Lancaster James, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. Love coming on.